Good morning, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shaney. May I please get your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, it is 08610.
And may I have your first and last name, please?
This is for Donald McLeon.
Okay. And is Mr. Donald available?
He's not. I can get him on the phone because I want to he ordered this for me, and I want to cancel the subscription. But I'll get him on the phone. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
He's on the phone now. Go right ahead. You can ask him what you need to ask.
Good morning, Mr. McLeon. My name is Shaney with customer service. Could you please go ahead and verify your address for me? And also, once you're done verifying your address, is it okay that I speak with your wife about this account due to the fact that it is in your name?
Yeah, because after I first got that stuff for her and she told me she didn't want it, I've been counting on for this, so I don't even know why they sent another one out.
Verify your address
because
for me. Let me make sure.
197 is the address, you guys. 1997 Grand Avenue.
Okay.
Nicole, that other thing they sent, is it on the counter in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Yeah,
I put it there. I ain't open
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It's open.
Okay. And what happened when the initial order was placed back on May 13th? Now, there was just, you only pay that $4.97 and $5.97. That was just shipping and handling. Now, with that, for the actual, you have the Vital Nutrition Keto and Vital Nutrition Cleanse. Now, those had trial periods on them. There was only 14 days to actually try both of those products out. Now, being that the account was not canceled out within that trial period, you are being charged the full retail value for those initial trials that you received. So the first set of charges
I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But the minute I took it to her, she said that she didn't need a pill in a bottle for a diet. And I canceled it. The only
right.
thing I didn't do is I didn't cancel it at my account. And this is the only second package that I got here. I got that trial period one, and I got this one here. Them the only two I got. I didn't get anything else.
Okay.
I did not get anything else. This is the second one I got.
And
the first one.
Did you speak with customer service as far as the call? Did you call in to cancel out your account?
I spoke to somebody because I told them I didn't want it.
Did they give you a confirmation number? Because your first set of charges that you got were, again, those first set of charges, the $99.94 and the $95.94, which you got charged back in May, that was the full retail price for the initial trial bottle
that you received. See, and that's what my problem is. I don't check my account all the time. Now, if I got to go to my bank and tell them that they took that money out of my account after I canceled it, I'm going to do that because ain't no way in the world I'm going to pay $99 a month for some diet pills. I mean, come on.
That's what initially happened.
Come on.
Now,
come on.
Really?
You think a black person is going to pay $99 a month for some pills?
Donald.
Yeah.
Donald, let her talk. Let's work through this. Hold on for a second.
Okay. First off, let me re-explain why we've got these charges going on first. And then we'll move forward from there, okay? Again, when you initially first placed the order, there was a 14-day trial period as far as to try both of those out. Now, being that the account was not closed out, the first set of charges that you got was the $99.94, which is the full retail price for that keto, and then the $95.94 is the full retail price for the cleanse. Okay, now, being that the account still was not canceled out, it opted you into that recurring 30-day shipment. So in June, at the end of June, you were charged again for the 99.94 and 99.95, 94.
Okay.
Now
let
that's the retail price for that cleanse and
okay,
the keto.
Okay.
That should have
you,
been delivered to you on August
okay.
the 6th.
I never, listen. I only got, okay, the first one that they sent, right? They didn't send that thing out until maybe 3 weeks later, okay?
Right.
They didn't send it out right away.
As far as how the shipments went. That's the next step that I was about to get into, to explain to you how the products are being shipped and why you haven't received what you're claiming that you haven't received. Now, initially, again, you were only delivered the first two. Now, the first two charges that you receive are for those first two products that you've already gotten.
You're talking about the first one and this one? No. The first ones that I got supposed to have been the trial period.
Right.
Then the ones that
right.
I got.
Okay, let's
pause
on that one. Now, pause.
Okay,
you got your two trials correct, which you only paid shipping and handling. The
products
but I
didn't,
were not paid
but, okay.
for.
I'm talking
so,
too fast. Let me shut up.
So, again... Yeah. Again, you know, I understand that you initially got two bottles correct, which were your trials, and that's why you only had to pay the $4.97 and $5.97. Now, again, being that the account was not closed out, you're being charged for the full retail value for what you've already received. Those first two charges were not for an additional shipment. It was for what you've already received. Now,
okay,
the secondary charges that you received, that was going to be for your next shipment.
Let me deal with the first one first,
okay?
Because I'm trying to slow down, okay? The first two that I got, okay, that's supposed to have been for the trial period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what was I charged for the first trial period, the first two I got?
Okay, again, now the first two products that you got, you only paid shipping and handling only.
Okay, and how much was that?
$4.97 and $5.97.
Okay, now, after I got that, Okay. You're saying I didn't cancel. Now, if it wasn't canceled, okay, did they wind up charging me the full charge for the first two trial periods?
That's correct.
Okay, so since I didn't cancel, they wind up charging me not only for the shipping, but for the purchasing as well.
That is correct.
So that's $200 dear, right?
Almost, yes.
Okay, that's $200 there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second one that just came out, okay, that I just got, that's another $200, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, and them the only two I got. But you're saying that from...
And then you just got charged again. Now, the one in June, hang on just a second, I need to track that one.
Okay. We need to cancel this, and I'm...
No. It's going to be canceled, but the point is that I called them after I got it and brought it to you, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I never went in my account and told... I didn't follow the account, okay? But I'm quite sure... I don't know how these people do what they do, but ain't no way in the world Donald going to pay no $200 a month for no damn diet pills.
Yeah.
Now, I'll go to my account, and I'll tell them they took money out of my damn account that and they wasn't authorized because I canceled it. I don't care. I don't do no shit like that.
I'm sorry.
You talk to him, Nicole. I'm mad.
He's giving you permission to work with me
to
resolve this?
Yeah, you
okay,
go
bye.
Ahead
you
because I got
good.
Okay, bye.
You can drop the line. She?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay.
I got it.
Are you understanding why you're seeing the charges? Now, I do understand
yeah,
that he was stating to me as far as trying to close the account out. Now, had the account been closed out, it would have not kept giving him those incurring charges.
I'm sure he called and talked to somebody to have it canceled. Now, I mean, I wasn't on the phone, so... I don't know what that process was, but I definitely want to cancel it. Whatever order they have in there now,
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't shipped, that needs to be canceled. And what I have here, this package that I have here now, I'm going to return it.
Now,
and
as far as returns, Ms. McLeon, we aren't accepting any returns back to the warehouse. Once those products do ship out, you're more than welcome to keep those or dispose of them. Now, if you'll give me just a second, I do want to go ahead and move forward with canceling out your account. And once I'm done canceling everything out, I will give you a confirmation number of that, okay? And I am canceling out both of these products. So that's going to be for that Vital Nutrition Keto as well as that cleanse.
But what about being able to be refunded for, you know, this order here that I would like to return, but you're saying you're not taking any return?
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, we aren't accepting any returns back.
So you're just going to charge us $200 for a product that doesn't work? I mean, I did use the first one, and it doesn't – I didn't even use the Pure Cleanse or whatever that was, and the keto didn't work. So you're going to charge me for a product that doesn't work for me, and I can't return it?
Well, first, let me go ahead, Ms. McLeone. Let me give you this cancellation number, and then we'll move forward
okay,
from there, okay?
The cancellation number, yes.
The cancellation number is going to be 42. C as in Charlie. 2421, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I'm willing to go ahead and do for you moving forward, being that the account has been closed out now, so that way you're not receiving any future shipments or purchases, as well as charges, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 50% refund of the last two charges. Now, as far as any other charges before this, I'm unable to touch those charges, being that the account was not canceled out. Those charges are part of this recurring 30-day shipment that has been ongoing since May. So that's why I'm willing to go ahead and offer you a 50% refund of the $99.94 charge, as well as the 50% refund of the $95.94 charge. And that just keeps it so Mr. Donald does not have to go forth with doing a dispute with the bank as far as trying to reap back a return on these charges, because we do have to send the bank verification of the order being placed as well as the products being sent out. And then at that time, that's not considered as a valid dispute, because we are aware of this account and that these charges were being made monthly.
Hold on. Let me ask him, because this is his account, and he's going to have to figure out what he wants to do with that. If you could give me one more minute of your time, I'd appreciate it.
No, ma'am. I'm more than happy to assist you. Ms. McLeon, are you still there? Ms. McLeon, are you still there?
All right. Thank you so much for holding. You said your name is Chi?
Shaney.
Shaney, I'm sorry. Shaney.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to go to his bank.
Okay.
He said the first one, he doesn't think he canceled that within the 14 days, but he said after that, and I told him that, you know, you're not going to get skinny from a pill in the bottle. He told me that he did call, he did cancel. So the second two orders we should not have received because he called. I don't have, you know, a can't like you just gave me. He may have been in a car or whatever when he called and canceled or whatever. Maybe he didn't write down a cancellation number. But he is adamant that he did call, he did cancel. So, I mean, that's $400. That's a lot of money to be taken out of his account. And he, you know, canceled, you know, he had called and canceled the order. So unless we can, you know, rectify this and make him whole, then he's going to go through his bank. And
okay, but I'm going to have to advise you he's going to be mad because they're not going to overturn this account. Being that we did move forward with canceling out the account, and then I did offer a 50% refund on those last two charges, that cancellation number that I did go ahead and give you, you would need to give that to the credit card company. They will have to get verification of that, me canceling out the account, as well as offering your refund for those charges. And then you decline those charges. So, again, that's not going to be a valid dispute because we are aware of this account.
Can you refund that at a higher rate?
Well, what I can actually do for you now, again, I can only refund the last two charges. I can't refund anything additional. Now, what I'll go ahead and do for you, being that we're not in agreement on that 50% one, now what I will go ahead and do, Ms. McLeon, for you, I will fully refund those last two charges. So I'll give you a full refund for that $99.94 as well as the full refund for the $95.94. We'll go ahead and settle this out so that way you guys do not have to move forward with doing that dispute.
For the last two charges.
For
so
the last two charges, yes, ma'am.
That's $400 refund to his account.
Actually,
we'll
no, ma'am. It's only going to be about, I think it's $189. That'll be refunded. The last two charges were the last charge was $95.94 and then $99.94.
Okay.
Now,
so,
those are the only two that I would be fully refunded. Now, as far as any previous charges, again, I wouldn't be able to refund that because that happened back in June.
What? Oh, let me ask a question. So the previous charge, is that the initial charge?
Now,
is that the initial 99 or 95?
No, ma'am. This is the latest charge that was the very last charge that you guys were charged for, which was on July the 26th. For the last shipment that you received, I'll be willing to fully refund that.
Okay, so that's July 26th. And then let me ask you a question. How many orders are there in total?
In total, as far as charges are concerned, even the ones outside of your trial period, you were charged in May. You were also charged in June. Now the
May
ones I'm.
June.
Mm-hmm. So that's two charges mm-hmm. in May and two charges in June. So that's $99.94 and $95.94 in May, and $99.94 and $95.94 in June.
So you're going to refund fully
I'm gonna
charge.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to fully refund the month of July for you, which is a full refund of $99.94 and $95.94.
So you're not so that's the same thing you just said when you said I will fund the first 2 months 50%. So this is exactly the same amount.
No, ma'am. Now that 50% refund of the last two charges would have been $49.97 and $47.97.
Oh, so you were saying you're only going to refund July?
Yes, ma'am. Correct. That is correct.
I'm pretty certain that he canceled this after sometime in May after that initial order, because I told him I don't need that. So can we refund the we will pay for the May, because I know he probably did not do that within the 14 days,
mm-hmm.
and we were willing to eat that one. But for the June and the July, he had called and canceled that at some point. So I know he canceled because I told him I don't need that.
Right.
And I know,
and again, but some kind of way, Ms. McLeon, the account was not canceled out. And again, even if you were to do a dispute with the bank, you agreed to the May charge. And then there was also a charge in June. So there was no conversation for a whole almost a two-month period between
that's
charges.
That's because he's thinking that it had been canceled.
Right,
I don't,
but still,
he doesn't have a package.
And
I
do understand that as far as him,
table.
I understand as far as him stating that, you know, he called someone to cancel. But even when that charge was done in June, I mean, there should have been some sign there saying that, okay, if I'm seeing these charges on my account, something's going on. So there, again, there was no contact with customer
and
service
that's
to
what
let
I'm
us
saying.
Know.
He doesn't check his account regularly like
mm-hmm.
that. You know, there's money in his account. He doesn't always keep, you know, check it down to the penny to see everything that, I mean, he's mostly a cash and carry person.
Right.
So mostly, you know, he usually always has cash on him. So he's not a big credit card user at all. And this is not a credit card. This is his checking account.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, you're saying that he didn't do it. We're saying that he did do it. So now we're at a crossroads. So
yes,
what
ma'am.
I'm
now, the only thing, again, the
initially.
Only thing that I can, I'm sorry, but the only thing that I can do is refund those last two charges for the month of July. Now, if you are seeking anything further than that, I would refer you to go ahead and continue that dispute with the bank. But I do want to make you aware that if you do move forward with doing that dispute with your bank, you're going to lose everything. You're not going to get anything back. Because, again, we do have to send them the verification to make to as far as you disputing these charges as being fraudulent charges. Again, this has been an ongoing account since May. So you're receiving these monthly charges. And again, I did try to rectify the account for you as giving you two full refunds. So again, once the bank gets that information, they're not going to turn this over.
Right. You're doing the refund. But if you're saying, you know, he's saying that I said we will eat the May. Because he probably did not cancel that in May. But I know by June, you know, he would have called and you heard him. He spoke to someone. I don't know who he spoke to, but he spoke to someone to have this canceled. And it's still, you know, now I'm seeing the package on the table. So now I'm calling him and I gotta drive. I'm calling to cancel that. And hold on 1 second. I'm calling to cancel it, and it's like, you know, you're saying that he didn't. He's saying, hold on, I'm sorry. You're saying he didn't. He's saying he did, so there's still a dispute there. So what I'm trying to do is I'm saying that.
Right,
okay,
I understand. You're trying to get June refunded as well, but I can't do anything about that June one. So you're actually going to have to go forward.
Can we do this for June? Can you cancel one of those, cancel the July, refund that, and then cancel one of the orders for June?
I
and
cannot.
We will...
No, ma'am, I cannot. I can't do anything with the month of June or anything prior to that. I can only handle the July. Now, again, if you're wanting to go ahead and do that dispute, then you'll have to dispute all of these charges with your bank. I can't even issue a refund for the month of July because we're still not in agreement. So, therefore, that's a dispute that you need to take up with the actual bank.
Hold on for a moment. I got to do this while I drive. Hold on.
Okay.
Jamie, I appreciate your patience and trying.
No problem.
To,
I just want to make sure I get this,
you know,
rectified for you in the
you
best way.
I mean?
Right.
We don't
right. And I'm
want
just
to
I'm
be
just
taken, you know, advantage of, and we're not trying to take advantage of you.
Yes, ma'am,
and
that's fully understandable. I fully understand, but I do want to try and avoid you from having to go through that hassle as far as doing a dispute with the bank, because these are the things that happen with these accounts, especially once you do those disputes with the bank, even though the bank will be adamant about, you know, refunding everything for you. What happens when you do a dispute with the bank? The bank will refund those charges, But once they do get the verification back from us as far as the order being placed and the charges being valid, all of those funds will end up coming back out of your account, which is called a chargeback. So I'm trying to avoid you guys from having a chargeback, so at least you're able to reap back two of your charges instead of you being opting out and not receiving anything back at all.
I have to check with him because it's not my account. I'm going to be late. I'm trying to get to it. Hold on one moment for me.
Ms. McLeon, are you still there? Ms. McLeon, are you there? Ms. McLeon, I have to disconnect the call for no response. Okay, I will have to disconnect this call for no response.
Chaney, thank you so much for holding.
Oh,
because
I was
it.
I almost hung up. I almost hung up. Give me just
glad
another moment.
You didn't hang up. Anyway, all right. So you're going to refund for the month of July.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Do that. This is, I mean, it really is. This is. It is unfortunate, is what I can say.
So we are in agreement of going ahead and moving forward with the full refund of the last two charges, which was the $99.94 and $95.94, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second. I'll go ahead and issue those refunds. Okay, now I did go ahead and get both of those refunds issued. Again, those are the last two refunds for the month of July. Now, it may take about 3 to 5 business days before you see those funds return back to your account. But the account has been fully closed out and refunded, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
Refund June.
I wish I could, but I can't. I'm sorry.
Is there a supervisor who could issue that, or?
No, ma'am. Again, being that the account was not canceled out within that trial period, again, that's going to be some ongoing charges for you. So, again,
but
being
it,
that.
I understand. My one question, Sandy, I understand it wasn't canceled during the trial period, so I'm not trying to refund the May, right? Because what was the charge for May?
Now, the charge for May was for the actual retail brothels that you already received, being that the account was not closed.
Okay, so May was just the 14th.
May was just for that. And then June was the next recurring shipment.
Oh, so June was the 99, 95, whatever. Okay, and then July was another 95,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, ma'am. And that's for what you just received.
July.
I sure did.
You refunded July. So
in full.
So then we're just paying really for June, which is $198 or 90, whatever you said, $189 for June. And May was $9 and change?
Yes, ma'am. And that was just the shipping and handling fees.
Okay, so May is just the shipping and handling fee for $9 and change. June is $189, and we're going to have to pay for June. And July is canceled. I canceled the account today. July, you refunded.
Yes, ma'am.
So the total charge is like about $200.
Correct.
Okay. I think he can live with that. $600 is what I was thinking that it was being charged, and that's why I'm being so adamant, like, we're not going to pay $600. That's crazy. For pills that don't do. You probably can't say, but I mean, have you had a lot of people say that the pills don't do anything and that it's kind of like a false advertisement.
No, ma'am, we do. We have a lot of people that do have a lot of success with the products because the products, they are all natural products. So it does take some time to build up into your system. But again, it's based upon your metabolism and your age. And it's also based upon if you're, you know, if you're on a strict regimen with them as far as taking them at the same time. And it also depends on the foods that you're eating as well. Mm-hmm. And the results just vary from person to person. I mean, each diet is different to people as far as their metabolism is concerned. Like certain keto products don't work very well. Like I've tried two different keto diets as far as I didn't get some results until I got down to my third one.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. But you're more than welcome to go ahead and finish up the supply that you do have. And if it works for you, you can always call back and restart your account.
Yeah, I doubt that. But that ain't going to happen. $100 for a bottle of pimp now. No.
Yeah, and we do have discounts available to make it more affordable for you.
Okay. All right. That was good. All right. Well, Chaney, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. Thank you for spending. Like, I'm late for my appointment because I'm supposed to be at the church at 10:30. It's 10:30 now. I'm 15 minutes out. Oh, God. Because I got on this call. I shouldn't have called right now, but I did. I'm glad we resolved it. And I think it's something that we can, you know, he can live with. And, yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You're very welcome, and you as well. Be safe, and thank you again for calling customer service.
Okay.
Bye-bye.